Good morning, 910 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning. Doing great.
Good deal.
Got my coffee, so yeah. Everything's great.
You're all ready to go. Ready for a Wednesday.
Yes, yes.
That's good. So what do we have going on as we, we're in the Ides of March?
Yes,
that's beware right. The Ides of March.
Good stuff going on.
But it's all good.
Well, first of all, our Leadership Coffeeville applications are out for the new class this year. If you want to know more about this really awesome opportunity, just contact me. Happy to share all the details, but I was excited to kind of get that out and work on getting a new class together. So, also something else that we just announced yesterday, and I'm very excited about this. We partner with an organization called the Nonprofit Boot Camp. And we are going to now offer free training, templates, resources, you know, monthly webinars, a whole bunch of stuff for our nonprofits here in Coffeeville just to help them grow and thrive. So if you are a nonprofit and you want to know a little bit more about it, this is a great opportunity that I don't want anybody to pass up. We're actually going to have a luncheon on April 4th to kind of talk about it in more detail. But give me a call at the chamber and I am happy to kind of talk a little bit more about it. A shout out to Angie Krause, the principal of Community Elementary, and now the Regional 3 Principal of the Year. So our school district just continues to do really good things. So love to see that recognition. And of course, it's the season of the Brown Mansion tours opening back
yes.
up. So that's exciting. They do. If you've never been out there, make sure you take some time to swing by. Tuesday through Saturday, they have guided tours at 1 and 3, and you can just purchase the tickets right there at the mansion. But it's really exciting that they're back open because we've already had lots of calls on it. So, okay, a few things from our members that are exciting. For those that are into craft beers, Yuengling is here in Kansas, and it finally is in the stores. M&W announced that they made it to the store here. So stop in and pick up your favorite brew today. The batting cages at La Clara Park are now open. So you can tell all these things are opening up
yeah,
because it's getting spring.
Exactly.
I'm excited. So they have a token machine on site, or you can purchase tokens at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. Congratulations, Phil Kinley High School's Melissa Ortiz, who was also the homecoming queen this year. She won the 4A State Powerlifting Championship. So shout out to her and
absolutely.
Congratulations. That's
yes.
awesome. Cooperative Credit Union says, we're sharing tips recently, but they said if you're one of the lucky ones to get a tax refund, the smart thing would be to invest in like a future venture or a payoff loan. So they've got all kinds of really good tips. If you follow their Facebook page, they can tell you all about kind of just using your money wisely. So most of us want to go out and spend it on a, you know, new car or something, but J&D Meat Market is now offering import beers, so come in and check them out, especially with the heat wave getting ready to start. I say heat wave,
right.
I wish, but...
Well, you know, the 70s will kind of feel like one.
It will feel like it, won't it? Yeah. Also, shout out to Walmart. They partnered with the local Boys and Girls Club recently to give them some bicycles, just
cool.
in time for spring weather coming as well. And I don't know the exact date, but the downtown bikes, the...
Yeah, the ones right there by the chamber.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting them out. We're getting them all
yeah.
Serviced and ready to go.
People are asking me about that. I said, don't worry. They're just in storage for the winter.
Yeah,
They're not gone.
They're not gone.
Yeah.
We're coming. They should be out in the next couple weeks. It's just that when you get them out, you're going to have to resurface
yep,
them. Some
yep.
of them don't work.
Fill
right.
up the tires.
Yeah.
Get the chains lubed, all that stuff.
All that good stuff. So those are coming soon. I'm excited. I wanted to give everybody some really big news from the Fair and Rodeo. So, number one, they do have an event coming up, the Steer and Heifer Jackpot. That'll be April 2nd. And then some big news, they had to change the date of the Fair and Rodeo this year. So, it is now the third week. It's August 13th through the 19th. Still all the same fun, exciting activities. You know, they'll have the rodeo and the Demolition Derby and the carnival and everything. But they had to, because of some contracts, had to change the date this year.
Okay, so that was the main reason for the change, was just because
It is hard to get contracts, especially the carnivals. The carnival they used to work with, the guy retired.
Oh,
and
okay.
You just don't find carnivals around very often, the rides. I mean, there's the liability is hard. So there's not a lot of companies that do it anymore. So they had to change the date to get that here. So follow them on Facebook. But again, the fair will be August 13th through the 19th that week. A couple things around the county I wanted to share, too, with a couple things going over on Independence. They have a job fair on March 22nd. That'll be at the high school. I don't know the hours, but I think it's like early morning into early afternoon.
Yes.
Or late morning into early afternoon. Let's see. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I'm looking. I know I have it on here. Yeah, so yeah, it is. They're going to have an early morning, like earlier morning, and then the afternoon hours as well, too.
Yeah. So that'll be on the 22nd, and then April 22nd, they have their
8:30 to 11, and then in the afternoon, too.
Okay, yep. That's what I was thinking. It was kind of like a two-shift type thing. So,
April
22nd, there is an Independence barbecue cook-off, so head over there. I'll be there because I'm wanting to get some more information as we are doing our cook-off as well at Brewfest, but this is a great chance to get out and check out all the good barbecue in the area. Some upcoming events, and then we'll wrap it up today, but the Fresh Start Garden Workday is going to be on March 20th. Wait.
Let's see. March 20th would be Monday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was coming up. Okay. So if you want to volunteer to help with that, make sure you contact the Coffeeville Reawakening. Of course, you have the Farm and Home Show coming up.
Yeah, gearing up.
And that, I can't believe it's already that time.
24th and 25th.
I know.
It's wild.
Any other news to share on that?
We do have, there is going to be some like kind of bounce house sort of things for the kids that is has been announced. And also going to be some cattle, hands-on cattle handling clinic. So there's going to be, they'll have live cattle and everything. You can learn how to move cattle with minimum stress using different pieces of equipment. And you can kind of try your hand at that. So it's going to be kind of neat.
That's good to help out our ag community for that. So that's awesome.
And like you said, you drop the kids off. There's going to be inflatable fun from Party Rock Entertainment. So, that's all free.
Good. Awesome. I'm excited. That same weekend is the Chamber Ambassador Trivia Night. This month, it's going to be at the Ville Pub and Grill. I think there's 10 teams signed up right now, so I think they have room for just a couple more. So make sure to sign up with Chris Crane, or you can call us down at the Chamber. And then also, that is the same day as the Vanguard New Christian School registration day. So those are just a few things coming up. But again, I always tell everybody, go out to the website, coffeevillechamber.com. And we've got all the events coming up, not just in March, but, you know, getting ready to happen in April as well. A lot of things gearing up because it's getting nice outside. So you start seeing all kinds of activities. But, yeah, just check it out.
Good deal.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, Candy, always a good update to see what's going on here around town. Mm-hmm. And, things are warming up, getting back in gear. So it's fun to come out of hibernation.
That's right.
That's right. But, you know, even our hibernation is still busy. So that's all right. Okay, well, I look forward to chatting again soon, and thanks again.
All right, thank you.
And we'll be back to Open Line here in just a few moments on the Mighty 690 KGGF.